Once again, for media members on the call, if you have questions for the coaches here this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we'll work those questions into them as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Matt Matheny. Good morning, Coach Matheny.
Hey, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning. A 1-1 week for you guys, an impressive win at home over Hofstra 96-80, and then lose a heartbreaker on the road at James Madison 60-59 before we look ahead to kind of look back on those two games and give me your views on those two performances.
Well, I'm excited about how I think our guys continue to improve, and we would love to push a button and make it happen a lot faster, but you're not able to do that. And so what we talk to our players about is continuing to work as hard as we can work, and we will eventually reap all the benefits of that, but in the process we'll gradually improve. And that's what I think we're doing. I thought we played very confidently at home against Hofstra, and for the last 4.5 games, I felt like our mindset in terms of the level of toughness you have has been there, and I thought we had that up at James Madison. We just came up a bucket short.
It's 2 games in a row on the road, both William and Mary and James. You guys have, as you said, have battled right to the end and had shots at the end. Is sort of, as you touched on, do you feel like that's part of the team's growth and getting closer to where you want to be?
Well, that's where I'd like the fast forward button. I'd like to be able to push that button and come out with victories on those games, but that does not change the fact that we came up short. Doesn't change the fact that we're improving, and a lot of our young guys are maturing, and so we understand that it's a process, and we just wish we could skip some of the steps in the process.
We're here with Elon head coach Matt Matheny. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. One of those young guys, Tyler Sebring, certainly well known throughout the conference and all rookie selection last year, but a really big week. Filled the stat sheet against Hofstra and showed off all the skills that he has, 22.7 rebounds, 5 assists, and then comes back with 17 points at JMU. I know the last shot at the end didn't go in for him, but just talk about how his game has grown and then the ability to do all the things that he does as a scorer, a rebounder, and a passer.
He has worked really hard since he stepped on campus almost a year and a half ago now. He's really transformed his body. He spent a lot of time in the weight room and gotten a lot stronger. He's a better conditioned player now, and he's got tremendous skill. He can pass and catch, and he has an ability to shoot from the perimeter. He's pretty crafty and nifty inside, too, and he's a very smart player. And I think he's just getting better and better, and he's got a high ceiling.
He causes a ton of matchup. He seems to at least cause a ton of matchup problems because, like you said, he's improved in the post but has that ability to hit three-pointers. Do you feel like that gives you advantage on certain nights where big guys have to come out and try to deal with him?
Well, that's we recruit to that style of play, and we like our big guys to be able to play on the perimeter in our motion offense as well as to be able to knock down that perimeter shot. So he can do that, and he's a prototypical Elon post player.
Immediate question in queue, if you'll get that for us, possible.
And your first question is from Josh Walfish with the Daily News Record.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Hey, Josh.
Just the easiest question to ask. You know, going back to Saturday, you know, obviously down there had a big game on the boards against you guys. What did he do so well, particularly in the second half? It seemed like he was able to go up in a lot of traffic and pull down some very important rebounds for JMU.
I was surprised to hear after the game that I think he had 17 at the end of the game, that was his career high, because he is a very impressive post player / very impressive rebounder. And I think he's capable of doing that almost any time he steps on the court. And he got some rebounds over us. He also seems to always be in the right place at the right time. And it was a huge factor in the game.
All righty. Thank you so much, Matt.
Matt Dane and Swoop has kind of moved in the starting lineup in the last few games since Luke Eddy suffered that injury and had 18 points and died off well in the Hawks game. And I know you've done some lines where he started the point and where he and Luke are playing together. What do you like about his skill at the point, and then how's your team different when he's out there or when he and Luke are together?
I've been very impressed with his ability to play the point and then with one substitution bump over to play off the ball, and then he and Luke have been able to share point guard duties when they're both on the court. And I just think he's a very versatile guard, and I'm not sure I'd even call him a combo. I just think he's a guard, a guy that can play, and I love his toughness and his durability. And I also am most impressed with the way he's evolving into a leader in terms of the way he communicates.
Does he, I guess, talking about Tyler's matchup problems, but when you got a point guard that has the ability to score the ball like he's able to score the ball as well as distribute, does that give you, sort of in your offense, give you a lot of options there?
Yeah, I like it. I think you know, our two-headed point guard system is similar to having two quarterbacks, a quarterback that's an option quarterback, and then you put in a passing quarterback, and you rotate series. So it gives us different looks, it gives us different options. Dana's ability to score, I think, is something that teams have to understand, that it's a little different the way he scores at the point and off the ball. So I like the way those guys are playing together.
You're back at home Thursday hosting a Drexel team under a new head coach with Zach Spiker, that kind of brought a different style to their team than they had under Bruiser Flint. As you started to study Drexel, what do you see different about them?
Well, I've known Zach a long time and have a ton of respect for his career path and how hard he's worked and what he knows. And we shared some time years back when he was at Cornell, all the success they had there, just learning about kind of how they did it. And I think he's got them playing very, very hard. And they got a lot of guys that we know very, very well. So we're looking forward to Thursday, and we know it's going to be a battle.
All right, Matt, thanks as always for the time here this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday.
See you, Rob. Thanks.
All right, take care. Thanks.